During development, the cells sort of channel program to go through like a river, okay? The progress of each cell, they go through this channel. And so they are like this barge that they will move along this river, and this happened to be Ohio River. And the problem during this traveling through this river, there are be environmental factor influence the cell going through this river. And this is the original concept that put forward by Whittington, say that the developmental pattern of cell going through during development, they will go through this channel. And the name is called canalization. So each cell in our body has its own destination and the travel path. So therefore, they can do what they have to do. For example, cardiomyocyte will follow through this pattern. They have their own channel, as I draw here, as illustrated by the river. And the neuronal cell going the same way. And so in our body, there will be a lot of canals, channel each cell type go through the differentiation program. During aging, if you can think about when the cell moves through this pathway, there are a lot of environmental factors affecting the barges, as represented here as a cell, affecting the speed of this cell travel in this river. Well, first of all, there will be a storm, and that will handicap the barges. So sometimes these barges actually, and I've seen that, they anchor there, and then they just don't move. Sometimes, and you can imagine, there is a problem if the river, this riverbank got totally eroded. So that river flow will get through in the way, then this barges, instead of going forward, will go sideways. Okay, so again, it will affect the speed. And last but not the least, there will be upstream problems coming down. And we always blame those people who live upstream, that they will have twigs coming along. And these twigs will form sort of barrier. And the barges stop there. And worst of all, they have to go through a lock. In Ohio River, in the middle of Louisville, there is a fall. So they have to go through this lock, and they have to go through the lock, and it has to go through a narrow channel. For cell, there's sometimes they have to do specific function at that time. Then you can imagine there are several factors affecting how fast this lock, that this barge goes through the lock. Because if you have an old barge, okay, the cell getting old, it can't go through the lock. It just stuck there. And I've seen barges stuck in the lock, okay? And you also have a lock is old, okay? So the environment that barges, which is the cell now, that is the lock allowing to go through, it's not working. So it will take 2 days sometimes for a barge to go through the lock. So all these are the environmental factor affecting the cell. So what I call aging then is the decanalization. So you put a D-E in front of the word canal. So this canal become totally decrepit, and the ultimate problem or outcome is the barges are not going through the whole river. And then so the coal from Pittsburgh will not be carried down to Mississippi River. So with aging, it's this whole efficient operation of the river or canal, if you want to say, that had lost its function, and the barge is having a hard time to accomplish its goal. So with this in mind, then we need to know the system biology of how this canal was built up, how it degenerated. And if we know how the system biology in the canal wall is built up, or river bank is not operated well, then you build a dike or, you know, wall, a flood wall. In Louisville, what we call flood wall. So you would not have overflow. Of course, you don't want this barge to go sideways. The other thing is you have to intervene with the lock. And finally, you may have to have a predictor of a time weather storm. Certainly, you don't want to have barges going on the river when there's a tornado warning. In where we are, tornado is a constant thing. So these are the system biology approach that we can predict how far the decanonization going, and how can we remove this decanonization or slow down. And when we do that, the goal is have our cell functionally to maximum efficiency and slow down this river decanonization. Now, of course, you cannot make the river always as the way it builds or as the canal it builds. So what you have to do is to do system biology to understand where the problem is, whether at the riverbank or at the locks or the barges. Then you can fix the whole problem as a whole, not what we call just single problem fixing. So even though you fix the riverbank, but a lock is not doing well. Or you have a great riverbank organization, you have locks, your barges are old. So these are the problems I think the system biology should, we should understand how system biology can help us to follow the decanonization concept in a developmental phase. How then we can continue prevent the decanonization process. And so the system biology will be what I call a system strategy to prevent the slowing down of a cell functioning, and in this case represented by the barge.